ladies that are foster moms.
For me,
I want that foster boy.
And I think we need to get back to stage.
Amongst friends. Conversations for the grown and sexy. Where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Well, hello, hello, and hello. Tonight, it is about to go down. Tonight, you're talking to Amongst Friends. And first off, let me just go ahead and put that number out there. That number is 760-683-2662, because I want to be able to jump right in and get on into this topic. But tonight, we're going to be talking about, is it okay to go after someone who's in a relationship, but they're not married? And then the second half of the show, we're going to be talking about the whole, is it okay to date your homegirl or your homeboy's ex? You know, because we've been hearing about this whole, the friendship code, the man code, and all these kinds of stuff. So we want to talk about it tonight. Tonight we have, everybody is on the call tonight. We have Jeff.
Hump day humping. Yes.
We have Joey, who's back.
What's
from
up,
last
family? What's good, family? I am back.
Yes, Joey is back. And then, of course, you have your fabulous host for the night. That's just me. This is Deidre.
That's Deidre.
You know it.
Woo!
Right, right. You know, let me take my, you know, my bow and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, so I've been putting it out there to everybody. You know, like asking, you know, is this okay? You know, what are the circumstances that make it all right? And Joey, you just so happen, now this is a senseless plug, but on your blog, and Joey, what's your blog address?
Is Joe for Christ, J-O-E, the number four, christ.blogspot.com.
Okay, so Joey, on your blog and on Facebook, you went hard about it not being okay. So you need to talk to the people and tell them why it's not okay from your perspective.
Well, I mean, again, you know how I always do. I'm kind of the middle ground person, or I like to think of myself as the middle ground person. So the perspective that I was coming from on my blog and on Facebook was not saying that it's not per se okay for people to pursue someone who's in a relationship, because my whole thing is if it's okay for you, it's okay for you. But I guess my issue are with the people who pursue people who already are in a relationship, whether they're married or not, and they have this idea that they're going to be, you know, that this person is going to love them and love them more than the person they're already with. Like they're going to obtain a higher status. They're going to leave their person they're with and come after them. And then when this person doesn't leave their significant other and continues to keep them as a booty call, sex buddy, the mistress, the mister, the gentleman caller, or whatever you want to call it, the night fighter and all these things, like their heart is broken. And then they're upset and they're angry at the world. And so my whole thing is, why are you so upset? Why are you so sad, so surprised that they didn't choose you or they didn't upgrade you? They kept you as the sideline hoe. Why are you upset and mad at the world and angry or angry? And then these are the people that really crack me up, DJ and Dress. They're angry at the significant other because they still have the person that they want. But you knew that from the beginning. You knew that when you pursued this relationship that they was with somebody else. So why are you mad? Why are you angry? Why not just go Why not just start fresh? Start a relationship with someone that is free and clear, that doesn't have anybody, and try to build from there. So that way, you're not the other woman or the other man. So on my blog and on Facebook, that was kind of the people that I was talking to, because I get tired, Deidre, and I mean absolutely tired seeing these people just so depressed and so sad and woe is me when you put yourself in this own predicament. Like, I just really don't understand it. Get your own. It's nothing wrong with having your own.
Okay. Now, you're saying get your own, but they're not married. So, technically, I mean, you know, okay, if you're looking at it from the perspective of, they always say, don't put all your eggs in one basket, right?
Okay.
And so if we're dating and I'm trying to get to know someone so that I can go into marriage, then I'm going to date John and Mike and David and Craig. And I may be going out with them and have been going out with them for like 6 months because, you know, as y'all say, you know, you can't tell everybody everything up front and all this kind of stuff. You should enjoy the moment. So if I'm enjoying the moment and I'm in a relationship, quote unquote, with David, John, Jack, and whoever else I'm dating with, why would it be wrong for Susan to come and holler at Jack because he's dating me as well?
Well, I think that's a different, just from what you presented, it's a different kind of perspective because you're dating. You're not in a relationship.
But I am in a relationship. So then what's the definition of a relationship? So that we can be clear what's okay and what's not okay.
Okay. Well, just in the context of what your situation is, I wouldn't see that as anything wrong if you are dating more than one guy. Then it should be all right for a Susan to come and date one of the guys that you're dating because you haven't established, hey, we are in a committed relationship. We are just in a dating relationship.
Okay, but
so we're dating, and I understand that you're going to date other people, I'm going to date other people, and then if I see that this is what I want, then I'll move on to, we can move on, I'll cut everybody else on, become committed to you, and hopefully get married.
Okay,
that's
so,
the scenario that you're bringing.
So when you say committed,
mm-hmm.
I'm in a committed relationship. This relationship is heading towards marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? Okay.
Yeah.
So what happens when I've been in this relationship for 5, 6, 9, 10 years? We're still not married.
Ridiculous. And that's ridiculous, and that's a whole nother topic.
But it's a whole nother topic for you, but here it is. This person has been in a relationship, as you said. It's a committed relationship. It's monogamous. We're not seeing other people.
Uh-huh.
But you've been with them for 10 years, and he ain't put a ring on it. So, yeah, I'm going to holler at him. And he has a choice to say yes or no. And if he says, yes, I'm available to take you out, to get to know you, and whatever, now I'm wrong. Now I'm not saying that this is what Joy says, because I've polled a lot of people. People are saying, you know, you're desperate, you know, you need to get your own man and all this kind of stuff. But 10 years, you could, hello?
I definitely think that person is wrong if he's still, if he's still living under the guise, so to speak, that he is exclusive with this person. Like that, I think that's wrong. I do think that's wrong. I think if you're going to go out there and you're going to date other people, then you need to be honest with the person that you're with, regardless of the situation, regardless of the length of time of the relationship. you can't say, oh, tell this girl, tell this man, hey, I'm committed to you, and then you go out and date someone else. That's you're lying, hands down. And then the person that is pursuing this person, I just think it, I mean, if he is saying, if he told you one thing, then you can't be held accountable for that. But you are accountable once you find out that what he told you was a lie. And my whole thing is, if you are comfortable with pursuing someone that is in a relationship, then that must mean you are comfortable with everything that comes with it. Here's what my problem comes, is when you start complaining or you start becoming miserable or depressed or what have you, angry with the world, when this person does not choose you. That's when it becomes a problem for me, because you knew what you were getting into beforehand. What makes you think that he's going to choose you or she's going to choose you?
Because they're fabulous. I mean, hey.
Uh-huh. They're fabulous.
Right.
So what happens when 6, 7, 10 years down the line, he still hasn't broken up with his significant other, and you're still the other woman or the other man?
Okay, now that's the problem. I mean, because then you put yourself into the same predicament that the first girl was in, or first guy was in. But the point of this topic is to say, is it okay or is it bad? Because, like, I've been getting some, you know, the whole karma is bad and all this kind of stuff, and, you know, you reap what you sow and all this kind of things, you know. And it's just like, but you're dating. You're not married. So that means that you're free game, right?
I don't know. I think for the sake of this topic, I'm going to go with I don't agree with it. I think that it's not okay. Just for the sake of this topic.
Come on, Joey.
Just for the sake of this topic, just to choose a side, I'm going to go with it's not okay. Because it just presents a whole different dynamic that, you know, you don't really need when you're trying to navigate dating. My whole thing is just be honest. If you can't be honest, get your own person. You don't want your own person, then accept what you get.
Interesting. And, Jeff, how do you feel about this?
I'm down for straight thievery up in this piece.
Why does it have to be thievery?
LL Cool J said it perfectly. If he's your man, then he got to handle competition. Straight thievery.
Oh, my Lord.
If we put a ring on it, and I can get her attention, I can get my reflection in her eye, I can get her to smile when I crack a joke. I can reach out my hand and touch her, and she don't, like, pull back or nothing. She mine. Yeah, you lost. I'm sorry. I'm hitting it. Humping. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, he's dead serious.
I'm dead serious.
Okay, but you know, but like Joy said, you know, and other people have said, what about the whole karma and it's gonna be bad for you later? And what about the and Jeff, what about the guy? I mean, this guy could be totally vested in this chick. And just because she done gave you a little smile, she ain't took her hand back and all this, you about to go in for the kill.
I'm gonna say it like this: the situation, how it's presented, is there's a couple, and this couple they are dating or they're in a relationship, and I approach the female in the relationship. I may know that she's in a relationship. I may not know, but as soon as I know, I'm still hitting her up, trying to call her, trying to holler at her, and all that. In that situation, I could possibly be thinking that this is my soulmate, but I'm willing to bet more so I'm just thinking that I want to be her Mr. Right Now. So I'm not thinking about karma coming back on me. I'm not thinking about, poor Willie Lump, who she about to cheat on with me. I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about me, her, horizontal mambo. I'm thinking about maybe dating her. You know, I want to see myself with her. I might just want to see if I can pull it off. And if I can see, and that's going to show me some stuff about her that may reassure that she is the chick that I'm supposed to hit it and quit it in the first place because she's willing to cheat on her dude because she sees that there might be a situation where the grass is greener on the other side and she wants it. So there's a lot more stuff that comes into play for a dude who's not worried about all of that stuff. He has a whole other game plan, a whole other mentality when he approaches that situation. It could be Christmas all day if I ask and I get it. It could be Christmas all day.
So, with all of those elements added, yeah, that's kind of messed up. That's kind of messed up. Okay. One of our chatters said, most people know whether or not they're monogamous. Like Joe said, be honest about their status and make sure everyone is aware of what's going on. Don't take anyone's choice from them. I do like that. I'm a real big advocate for don't take my choice from me.
Right. I fully agree.
Okay. Let's go ahead, Joy.
Oh, no, and I was just going to say, and that's not to say that that type of relationship, you know, or that type of, there are people out here who, in their mind, well, let me not say in their mind, because then that comes off as I'm being
sarcastic. Why don't you just tell them how you really feel, Joy, and stop,
I'm going to say, no, I'm going to say this. There are people that successfully navigate that type of relationship, that level of relationship or pursuing. They are, I would have to say, they are adept at dating people who are already in a relationship with someone else. And they're okay with that based on, hey, they go home at the end of the day, there's no emotional strings attached, and I'm not looking for anything other than what it is.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily, well, I guess that's not the way that I'm particularly looking at this question. I'm talking about this is someone who is looking to be in a committed long-term relationship. They want to take this towards marriage and all of this kind of stuff. And I'm in the grocery store and I see this nice young man or I see this nice young lady and their smile is phenomenal. And I'm like, whoa, I'd like to, you know, get to know you better. And they say, sure. However, I am seeing someone. Mm-hmm. Is it okay to continue? It's not that I'm coming to say, oh, I'm about to hit this. It's about to be over. I can just go ahead and let whatever happen with that relationship, but I just want to hit. I'm not saying that. I'm saying this person is truly actively seeking to have a relationship that's going to lead to marriage, but the person that they're seeing is in a relationship and they've not decided to get married. It's you know, they may have been with them for 5 years, and, you know, there's the conversation that men know when they want to get married within the first 2 years. And so here it is, we've passed that 2 year mark, and they're not married, so she's just off the market, period. She's this good old girl next door, and she's off the market simply because you don't want nobody else to have her?
It depends, Deidre. It depends on what level of relationship that they're in and what they're presenting to both parties. If they're presenting to you that, hey, that she's just somebody I've been dating or he's just somebody I've been dating and it's not going to last that long, so let's hook up, let's be together, then that is wrong. But if he has an understanding, or he or she has an understanding with all parties involved that, hey, we just going, you know, we just chilling, I mean, or we just dating, and whatever happens, happens, then that part is okay. And, I mean, just for conversation's sake, then that part is okay. The problem lies in what truth are you giving? What is your truth about this relationship or about the relationship that we're in? And a lot of times people who pursue people that are already in a relationship, is either two things happening. Either they're going in and saying, I can take your man or I can take your woman from you, or they're saying, or they are under the belief that this person is going to leave. And both of those things are just, to me, you're really just setting yourself up for failure. Because at the end of the day, if you believe that you're going to get this person, and this person is going to be yours, you're just really setting yourself up.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, well, I am so happy to say that we do have a caller on the line. And you also can be a caller as well if you call in to 760-683-2662. And when you call in, as the automated host will tell you, you will need to press 1. We would love to hear your comment.
Yes,
all
we
right.
would.
So, Kim from California, what's your question or comment?
Hi. The guy that just got off the phone speaking with you, I totally agree with him because I do believe we know what we're getting into when we first meet someone. We pretty know what we're getting into. You spoke some earlier about meeting some guy using a laundromat or grocery store or whatever. But my situation, I did meet a guy in the grocery store. Attraction was there. He was in a relationship. He was not married, but he'd been with this lady for like 7 years, had 3 kids. I was also in a relationship. And it's kind of weird how we connected, because we actually connected and neither one of us are married. And this point in our lives, it's like, what are we going to do? Which is really strange.
Okay, so
he comes to me because he's not being taken care of at home in other areas, which is strange. Very good daddy, very productive in that area, but in terms of love life, it ain't the same. You know, so it's just really weird how one can get caught up in one like that. You know, I heard half of the story today. I didn't hear the whole thing. I just logged in like 30 minutes ago. But maybe you guys can give me some advice. I don't know. I'm kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Okay. So you met a guy. Okay. My question to you is, does your partner that you were with previously, does he know about the new guy? And does his so both parties know about each other?
No, both parties don't know about each other. My party knew about him, but his party didn't know about me. And I think he kind of keeps secret, thinking that maybe something changed there, like feeling sorry for that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he tells me all the time, I get all these phone calls, I need to talk to you, things are not right here, you know, she's always bitching, she's hollering, and I think he really truly cares about her. But when it comes to marriage, he tells me, I'm not going to marry her. The love is not the same, he said. And the sad thing about his situation is that she met him through the foster care system in the California district, and as he got older, you know, they end up getting together, meeting kids, and she uses that against him. Well, you came from such and such, and you this and that. You should be happy you have me. Those type of things, you know. That's really weird thing, you know. You knew what you had when you met me. You knew where you came from. I got more than you, or you know, you don't have to be here. That stuff. But she really does care about her and the kids, and it's really strange.
Okay, Joy.
I'm just about to jump in.
I'm only laughing because I'm kind of laughing inside. I don't want to because I know this is a talk radio show. But my thing is that I'm like I said, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. Like, where do you go from here? You know what I'm saying? It's like I don't want to diss him and be all mean and nasty to him, but I'm not going to take sloppy seconds. I'm not going to come rescue you because you want to be rescued at this point in time, or you just want me for the moment or just for the evening, or you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go there with you because we're not intimate, but we're really, really, really good friends. I like him a lot.
And I think, Kim, okay, so my question is, because it sounds like you're really resolved about the boundaries that you want to set with him. So my question is, where are you stuck at? Because, I mean, you just clearly said, like...
I want to cross that line with him. I really want to go a little farther with him.
But you know that he's still stuck on the other woman.
That is correct.
Okay. So and here this is my thing. Like, why would, and you know, granted I know nothing about you. So don't take this as me, you know, judging or whatever, but my question is, and it's generally to all the women that are listening that may have found themselves in this rock and a hard place, why would you, so to speak, purposely put yourself in that emotional turmoil when you already know what the situation is?
Because he can change his mind.
He can change his mind, for one. And second of all, I know my boundaries, like you said in the beginning, so I know how far I can go with that to make me go to the emotional roller coaster. I'm not going to even go there. I'm way past there. You know, it's just that I ask him myself, why do you keep calling me? Why are you coming around me? Why, you know? He likes my vibe. He likes my style. He likes the way I roll. He likes the way I rock. He wants to be around me, you know. Yeah. I don't know if because I work. I don't know what it is, you know. I just,
so is he? Let me ask you this:
he's everything
is
I
he
like
worth?
In a guy, you know.
Is he worth? Is he worth the maybe? Is he worth the hypothetical? Is he worth the he may change his mind? Is he worth that?
Well, yeah, she's
kinda,
still there. Oh, I'm sorry.
But it kind of, but I haven't been there at Long Beach. It's kind of scary because it's like, okay, wait a minute. If you can do this to me, and it makes me think, okay, what about the other? What about the other woman? You know, what if you get over me?
Exactly.
You're trying to lure on and say, hey, I met Kimmy, and you know, it's not the same anymore. You know, I look at that scenario also before I don't just jump right in. It takes a whole lot for me. You know, but I do like him. I know he's a little younger than me, a few years younger than me, and you know, he's trying to find his way. You know, he always comes with me. Something for advice. It's just, I don't know. I like his vibe. I like him. But it's just something is telling me, just wait, you know, just wait, you know. And I don't know. I want to go a little further. I don't want to give it too much time, but I would like to.
I honestly just say if he's feeling you, if you're feeling him, and you know, this is, like you say, you want to take this jump, you want to take, you know, you want to go take it to the next level, then you put the cards in his hand. You put the ball
in
his
court. You're absolutely right, but I think the sad thing about him, I think it's more fleshly lusting on both ends. I think it's more of a sexual desire of wanting to build that area sexually and affectionately. You know, let's rock, let's kick it, let's fuck, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I think it's more in that area.
Well, that's a different
emotional part.
And then you need to talk to my man Jeff then. Jeff, you've got to say to Kimmy.
And he tells me that I don't get it this much. I may get it maybe twice a month. But who am I, the bitch to come running to for success? You know, I look at it, excuse my friends, I look at it from that perspective. Like, you're not going to come, I'm not intimate with them. But he tells me, I would love to have sex with you.
Oh.
Well, at least he's honest.
I mean, look, my thing with me, though, maybe you guys can help me with this, because I have a hard time, literally, actually, it's like separating the difference between the emotions and the sex. You know what I'm saying? That's my thing, and that's why I don't want to go forward with him, because it's kind of hard to separate the two.
Well, it's really not, but we're not going
to
talk about that
to
today.
I was about to say, Lord Jesus.
We're going to not talk about that tonight.
Please, Kimmy, don't do that to my soul. Please, let's not even go there. Let's just stick with, okay. So it's just a lust thing. Kimmy, please don't waste your time. I'm sorry. If it's just a lust thing, like, I wouldn't waste my time. Like, you
can. I don't think it's all lust.
Well, I mean, Joey, I wouldn't say that it's all lust because it's still new. You know, it's not been that long, and they've not had it. But here's the thing, Joey. I mean, now, had she went ahead and had sex and they were continuing to do it and it was that's all they wanted to do when they got there, but here it is. You have that, you know, y'all males, y'all want the chase. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, he's going to be like, I want to have sex. Because
right.
he ain't had it.
Right.
So, of course, it's a lust thing.
Or he
now.
Could be lying.
Or
he could be lying.
He could be lying.
The way he look on that face, I don't think he's lying, baby.
Oh.
Oh, no, you might just be, you could very well be very sexy and the word you said earlier with that A-B-L-E at the end of it. So, I mean, the looks don't have anything to do with it. If he can, anybody can tell you I got blue balls, and baby, you the one that's gonna make it work. If he want, my whole thing is if he wanted you, and whether it was just sexual or whether it was for more or you know whatever, if he wanted you, he would pursue you. And if you wanted him, and this is more true for women, I believe, and if you wanted him, there'll be nothing to stop you, not another woman, not your moral, you know, your moral conscience. None of those things will stop you if you really wanted him, you know, for real,
okay,
for real, whether
it
was just for sex or more.
Okay, I didn't tell you the killer part, Joey. The killer part is that in the community, excuse me, that, you know, I do see his significant other. Our kids do go to the same school. We do things in the community. You know, so I do see the coming and going. And that's the part that kind of like reluctantly stopped me because I know he's looking and watching and wanting it when he watched me in motion, you know, with my fam, my children or whatever, you know.
Kimmy, I run, girl, run. Run, Kimmy, run.
I kind of don't want to. I kind of want a little bit of it.
Don't do it, Jeff.
I'm kind of want to. I'm being honest. I want some a little.
Oh, gosh.
Kim, this is Jeff again, and I'm gonna say it like this. You have my blessing. you need to cross over to the other side.
Lord help us.
You need to release, and you need to have what you want, and then you need to release it because that's the only way if you're going to truly see if it was meant to be because. That is a step. It's a stepping stone for you and the guy. It's a stepping stone. It might be that you are the perfect outlet for him to plug into, for y'all to go on for the rest of y'all lives.
Okay.
And the only way y'all gonna find that out.
Oh my God.
Go ahead and cross that situation.
Okay,
Now
even I am going to step in and say, yeah, that's you don't want to play chicken with that, especially if you have feelings or whatever and you've already alerted your dude and said, you know, hey, I'm interested in seeing somebody else, and then you go lay down, you're already talking about I'm having a hard time, you know, separating the two and all this kind of stuff. If you were already set in your mind saying, okay, I want some sex, and I'm going to go ahead and choose to have sex with this person, regardless if we're together or not, that's different. But if you're still confused, you don't know how to separate the two, yeah, I will not allow you to step into what Jeff has just offered you. That would just be horrible.
I'm out. Yes, and I'll tell you this. I think he's kind of like a weenie a little bit in that area, but he allowed her to control him a little bit, and that's the part I don't like. You know, he's a, you know, go-to guy. You know what I mean? You do, and he's afraid of her a little bit, kind of, to me. And that's the part I don't want him to stop.
This relationship is too enmeshed.
It's going to be so good for him. I don't want to rock his boat when he comes stalking me in that area, you know? So that's just how I'm confident I am with it.
I'm going with Kimmy. Please, you sound like a nice woman, and you already got a man or whatever. Just rock your man's world.
I'm letting him go.
You let him
go. Oh, you let him go.
Okay,
well, go get another man. Get another man that don't maybe go after another young man that doesn't have any emotional strings, yo. Nothing, no baggage, and rock his world, and then you can, you know, and then you'll have the choice where there's no other woman involved, there's no other feelings, y'all children don't go to the same school, and it's not just that just sounds so messy. This sounds so messy.
I'm going to be honest.
I'm so happy
I'm
talking to you guys.
Joey, it does sound messy, but at the same time, but it does sound kind of exciting, you know, like. I'm talking to the man, and he's looking at me, and I'm talking to him later. He like, babe, you was just sexy as I don't know what. I'm just
saying. Oh, God.
I'm being real.
Deidre. But here's the thing, Kimmy and Deidre. You can get that from someone who does not have all the emotional baggage. Someone can make you feel sexy and wanted, and you could be lusting after them, and you won't have that. You won't have to see her at the PTA meeting. You won't have to see her at the grocery store.
Come on. I'm just saying, you're looking at her in her. Matter of fact, I'm sitting right next to her.
Oh,
and I'm talking about, yes, and we do this and we do that. Okay, let me stop. Let me stop playing, see, because I don't know that I could. I have to think about the other person's feelings. You know, this is, you know, not. I need to be serious. Because there is someone's feelings at stake. Now, it would be totally different, Kim, if he had told her about you, which would make it kind of awkward. And I can see why he hasn't really said anything, because y'all do see each other on a regular basis. But you really do need to think about the other lady, because I was talking to my brother about this topic. And he was like, yeah, go for it. You know, until you're married, you know, everybody is fair game. Mm. But then I turned it around on him, and I said, well, what about when you were dating your wife? Were you okay with someone else stepping to her? And, of course, he gave me a shocking answer, because he was just like, well, hey, it wasn't meant to be if somebody else was able to take her attention from me. But at the same time, you have to be considerate of people's feelings, especially if they're in the dark.
Now, Kimmy, I'm sorry, but my thing also, Kimmy, is this: you thought enough of him to tell your other guy what the situation was, that you were interested in him. You told your other guy you had enough balls or whatever you want to call it, gunction, and you told your guy. But he didn't. He didn't. And you pointed it out. I didn't even have to say it, but you pointed out. And he didn't, because he's still holding on to that. So regardless, he's making it apparently clear that, yeah, he just wants some sex. And he wants some new sex. Because I'm not fully convinced that he ain't getting sex at home or with the girl he's with. So he just wants something new. And, yeah, it's exciting, it's beautiful, it's wonderful, but what happens when the S-H-I-T hits the fan? And will it be worth?
Well, I mean, but Joey, she did say he kind of like a wimp, you know what I'm saying? You know, he may be under the control of the other lady.
It don't matter. It don't matter.
Okay, first, I just want to say this. So so that we can truly help unblur this for Tim. But when grown folk start doing what they do, it is not always clear cut that all of your options for somebody to be with is going to be freshly single, no attachments, no baggage, no nothing. It's hard to find, and I'm not trying to say it in a bad way, but it's hard to find, a single chick without kids. It's hard to find a man or woman without some type of baggage that they're going to bring into any new relationship. It's hard to find a guy these days who doesn't have kids. So, I mean, unless you're reaching out to somebody who's in their 20s, that's when that opens up, that you can find somebody without kids and maybe without too much baggage. When grown folks are doing their thing and they're getting together and they're going from relationship to relationship, that is going to always involve either I'm not saying it's always going to be messy. It might be clear cut, which it seems like with Kim and the dude that she's interested in or whatever. It seems pretty clear cut what she has or what she wants to deal with. She has a nice picture of the dude that she's getting ready to make a decision on whether or not she's going to do this or not with. Presented everything every way that he possibly can, so it's decision time. So you need to go ahead and make a decision, yes, no. You can't use maybe so. It's got to be yes, no at this point.
And you're absolutely right. I don't like the wimpiness in him, and that's probably like 98% of turning me off. I watch him with her in action, and I don't like the wimpiness in it, and it's probably going to be no.
I certainly hope so.
I stand with class and integrity. I believe in this. If I'm giving it up, I don't know how this may sound to you guys, but I'd rather get paid for it. I will.
I agree.
You know, if I'm going to give it, I'd rather not give it up.
I agree.
I can count on one hand how many men's had it. So I don't.
That's
no,
good.
Not that easy.
That's
not that
good,
easy,
Kimmy.
So I do take very good care of myself and very perfect health. I thank God for that. But I'm not that easy. But I did admire him. I watched him for a year and a half. And I just come to realization, even today talking to you guys, that he's just not my cup of tea. He just took you three to define that for me. You know, he's just, I don't like nothing but being a man. I think he's standalone, you know.
And it's okay to fantasize. It's okay to fantasize.
I fantasized about his ass, and it was all good.
Oh. That's what I'm saying. It's okay to fantasize, and they
you know,
got toys.
It's not
going
to happen. I would love for it to happen. Yeah, so I'm going to tell him tomorrow that, you know, it's not happening that way. And hopefully he can understand that. He's young, like I said, and he was very consistent in pursuing me. But no. Because like the lady said, I do consider one's feeling. I'm not a homewrecker. I'm not going to come in and fuck your husband, your man, your best friend. None of my friends can tell you that I fuck any of their men. He's my friend. But I'm not that type of woman, you know. I'd rather know what's going on upstairs mentally before I do something physically. And the physical attraction catches you first. It's like, wow, you really got me, you know. But, you know, I don't even look at that, really. It's you know, but it's something about him. I hope he'll be okay, you know. I really do. Because she's a beast. She's really mean and nasty. She cusses him out. I mean, she just whips him all the time with words. Our words are piercing, you know, like a double-edged sword. It's crazy. You know, words you can never, ever take back. And it's like she don't even see it that way. He comes and you seem like he wants to just bawl and cry, but, you know, but him being a man.
Yeah, that's all the game, Kimmy.
He cries out, huh?
That's all the game.
Let me tell you, Joy, he did leave three or four occasions before Kim even came along. So this is not like something that I just met him and it all happened. It's been in process.
Yeah,
you know,
he left because
he on the rebound. That's all.
He left because he found somebody to play with for a little while. Then he came back home.
No, not me.
Not you. I'm saying the other women. The other women.
Probably.
This is.
And
this is a perfect setup. It's perfect. Oh, gosh, it's perfect because he gets off from being.
I can receive that from your perspective.
He has to enjoy this on some sick sexual level. He has to enjoy the abuse. Because I'm not going to stay. Nobody's going to stay in something that just makes them miserable, especially not no guy.
Well, that's another topic for discussion. That's another topic for discussion. Men do some crazy things all the time. But
we do
want to make it available for the other callers that are waiting or trying to get in and you don't remember the number. The number is 760-683-2662. We do appreciate Kim calling in with
Please
your
listen
very
in
live...
every Wednesday, Kim. Please listen in every Wednesday.
Yes. What's your name, Joy? Joy what?
Snyder.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so... So going a little bit deeper into the conversation on some of the comments that I've received back on this topic is that if they feel like if it's easy for you to pursue someone who's in a relationship, then how long before you actually start pursuing someone who's actually in a marriage?
Well, how about, I guess you got to put that in a different, you could ask that question, and it's a viable question, but it's also the situation of, and I think there's a certain realization with the question that we stop the question at, just being in a relationship and not like going after married people, because if married people are committed the way they holier than thou relationship and before God and all that, and if they're doing that's where you're going to hit the wall. If you are the single person and you're trying to get into that, you'll hit the wall. And a lot of people shy away from wedding rings. I know that there is. That fraction of people who, they don't care. They, they a beast with this. They got the gift of gab. They can get anybody. So they'll try it. But a lot of people, they won't go after somebody with a ring on their finger. They'll see it, and they might question it just to see if it's real. Because the same way there's a certain amount of people who will go after somebody with a ring, there's a certain amount of people who will buy rings just so it'll bring certain attention to them, or it'll get people off their back. So, like I said, I think you can go ahead and ask that question, but I don't think that really helps us further along the conversation. Anybody can cross that. Anybody can cross that and ask. My wife gets hit on all the time, and she shuts people down left and right. She shuts dudes down left and right. So.
Yeah, but it's from the perspective of, what the limits are. Like, so here people are, like Joy was saying earlier in the conversation, he was saying if someone is in a committed relationship, they're monogamous, they're only seeing, each other, and the progression should be towards marriage. But it doesn't get there, and someone still pursues them. Then, at what limit, or what are the boundaries for someone who is like, well, until you get married, you're still free. But then so they're doing that, and they're jumping from relationship to relationship because the person didn't leave, and then they start saying, oh well, then I'll just try a married man because they've now become accustomed or they've grown, used to dealing with someone who has a limited amount of time with them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So basically it's like, don't even go there, because then you may start blurring the lines of what's okay and what's not okay.
Exactly. I think with everything, with everything that we do in life, once we acquire a taste for something, our tastes begin to evolve. So I think for people who pursue other people who are in relationships or whatever, however you want to define relationships, let's just say that they are just going after people who are already committed for the benefits and the perks. I don't agree with it, but I definitely can see some of the benefits of messing with someone who's already in a relationship. Because, again, there's the semblance that there is no emotional ties. This person just, you know, is there for me when I'm lonely. They're there for me when I'm horny. But once they take care of whatever need I need met, whether I need them just to be arm candy at a social event, once they meet that need, they go home to their significant other, and I don't have to worry about them. But eventually, and you start enjoying those perks and those tastes, but you know, hey, there's only a certain level of commitment for someone who is in a dating or cohabitating relationship. So I need to up my ante. I need to solidify these benefits a little bit stronger, because somebody's not going to leave their marriage as quickly as someone who would leave somebody they've just been living with, or they've just been in a dating relationship with. They're not going to leave their marriage as quickly. So your taste very well could evolve. So I think the question that was asked is appropriate, because, I mean, in just the way we think and we feel, those things evolve, especially when left unchecked, or when we see these things as pleasurable. It evolves. I had good sex, now I need more. I had more sex, now I need some variety. I had some variety, now I need, you know, it just evolved. I had a filet mignon, now I need a porterhouse, and so on and so on. And I think that's the same with people who pursue people who are in relationships. You get a thrill. There is a thrill. I mean, Kimmy talked about that thrill. There's a certain amount of anxiety, but positive anxiety, that comes from this, and this mystery and this adventure. So I do think that eventually people can very well grow towards seeking people who are married. And, Jeff, you know, you said it's more so on the responsibility of the married people. And I fully agree with you in that aspect. But the reality is we have more people who do not uphold marriage than we do people who do uphold their marriages. So I'm happy that, you know, we have that group of people who are just like, no, my marriage is airtight. Ain't nobody getting in here. They can try if they want, but we gonna rebuke them. We gonna throw holy water at them. We gonna flash that ring. We gonna tell them get the F out of our face, whatever. I'm glad for that small group. But in today's society, we have more people who are flirting with danger, even in their marriages. And we have more people saying, hey, if you give me the attention, if you take the worm, then I'm going to bite. And we don't have enough people respecting boundaries of not just relationships, but marriages as well.
And how do you feel about that, Jeff? You're good with what he said?
I mean, it's a real life point, you know, but I mean, it's in our nature to do what we feel is right based upon whatever we as individuals think is right. So Joey's right is to, you know, go talk to young lady that he sees no rings, and you know, he wants the single young lady. He wants to grow with her and go on and like and be with just her. Me, you know, I'm the striker. I see you, and it's Eddie Murphy and Boomerang. If my head tilts to the right, I want you for one thing, and I'm gonna go after you till I get it, and then I'm bouncing. And that's just what feels right to me. And I'm probably going to keep on doing that until something else hits me. Like I have a kid somewhere and I need to slow down, I feel I need to slow down, or I, you know, run up on Lisa Ray or something and be like, oh, my God. And she's like, okay, let's lock this down. I'm like, okay, I'm with you. And then it's like, I stop. So, I mean, it all boils down to different strokes for different folks, of course. So, I mean, and that applies as well to, you know, the whole thing with Jordy was saying about, you know, some married people, they uphold it. Some married people, they don't. And it's like if you're just in a relationship, and it's like 3 years in, and you know, some young squatter out there pops up and he wants to holler at you, you know, and you want to go for it, you know, if it feels right to you, you'll go for it. If not, you'll put the, you know, talk to the hand, bro, because, you know, I got my man, you know what I'm saying? You know, so, I mean, it can happen at any stage in the game. So.
But I think plenty of people do it.
Yes.
I think a person is open to be explored if they're not married. And they have the option to say yay or nay.
Yep. And let's face it, because we definitely cannot put it out there without, we can't have all this conversation without saying it. Just because you are in what you are in, that does not mean that you're going to be in that till you're old and gray.
Exactly.
We do a whole lot of talking about relationships, and it sounds like absolute type stuff. Like, oh, you're in it, and since you're in it and it's good, but you're supposed to fight for it and it's supposed to go on to be something. Not every relationship is supposed to do that. There's no. When you look in Webster's, it doesn't say relationship, something that goes on forever. It doesn't say that. So we need to stop talking about relationships, or put the caveat out there every time we talk about relationships that some relationships are just not meant to be. If they were, then that relationship that we were all in when we were 18, 17, and 16, we'd still be in it now.
Okay. Well, that kind of segues us into the next portion or the next question for the night. Is it okay for you to date your friend's ex?
I mean, I think it's absolutely okay, but it ain't nothing that you should want to do. But I think an ex is just that, an ex. And personally, it's not something that I would participate in. But I think that people should take the shock value off of it. They're your ex. And for whatever reason they're your ex, it didn't work between y'all.
Okay.
It might work between them two.
Okay. So you saying that, but then you go back and you say you personally wouldn't do it, but what if the guy, I mean, we all know our friends, you know, and we think we know them, you know, what's being said and all this kind of stuff that's going on, and we see them in action and stuff like that. But people react to people differently. So, yeah, he may have treated your friend crappy, but what if it was something about you, something you said or something that you did that turned it around for him, and he treats you like gold, but you're not even considering this person because personally, you know, you just couldn't do that to your friend.
Why? For me, it's not a matter of not doing something to my friend, because I feel like if that's your ex, unless you have feelings for them. Like, I have no care whatsoever what anybody that I don't date anymore is doing and who they're doing it with. That matters not to me. Why I say I wouldn't is because for me personally, I couldn't get out of my mind if you're doing with me or the fact that you did with my friend what you're doing with me. That just would always be, in my mind, the whole kissing, intimacy type thing. But it's not because I do think that everybody has had a relationship prior to the one they're in, and 9 times out of 10, when, you know, at some point, women get themselves together, men get themselves together, and do it right. So just because they decide to act right and treat someone else better, and it happens to be a friend of yours, and they couldn't do that for you, I don't think that's, you know, a reason or whatever. But for me personally, it's just more about that thought of, oh, my God, they kissed or they were intimate together. Yuck.
Okay. Joy, how do you feel about it?
I mean, I have mixed feelings. I'm never...
You always have mixed feelings.
I do. I
you
do
don't
have
to
mixed
be
feelings.
Political correct on this
No,
show.
I'm not being politically correct. I mean, a lot of this is just based on experience. At one side, at one point in my life, I lived by that code that you do not date your friends' exes no matter what the situation was. It just wasn't something that you did, especially like your boys, you know, the guys you called your brothers, like you just didn't do it. And then I had an experience in college where I wanted to, you know, my friend broke up with his girlfriend because you know, it didn't work out, and I knew a lot about the relationship, what have you. Then a couple years down the line, her and I met up, and she was interested in me. And I was like, man, the man law, but gosh, she's so fine, and oh, man, and she want to talk to me, you know. And I was like, okay, well, I got to talk to my friend about it. And I really do, even though we cool, and he said he was all right, I mean, you know, he moved on with his life, whatever, I do think that some level of it did affect him. I mean, her and I didn't end up together, obviously, but, I mean, you know, but it did affect our friendship on some level. And when I sit back and I think about it, it's just like, yo, I shouldn't have crossed that line. Like, I shouldn't have done that because this is, you know, this affected my friendship. Even though he had moved on, I think on some level it's just a form of, you know, they just take it as betrayal. And even myself, that has happened to me several times where a friend has come to me and said, hey, I'm interested in, you know, whatever. I know y'all was ex. Are you cool with it? And of course you're going to say, yeah, I'm cool, but on some level, you're like, man, why can't you just go find somebody else? You just had to find my ex. Like, you just had, mm-hmm. You know. So I just think that if you are here again, like we said in the first part, if you're willing to deal with what comes with it, then you do what works for you. But the honest thing is, it just should be some things that some lines you just do not cross. Because you gotta weigh the options. Is it worth? Was this relationship or me dating this girl, was it worth me losing a part or some semblance of my friendship? The honest answer is no, because nothing came out of it. And I could still have a cool relationship with my boy if I just never crossed that line. So I just think in that instance, I mean, you got to do what works for you. We keep saying that, and I do believe that at the end of the day, you do got to do what works for you, but you got to be willing to accept responsibility. You just have to, with everything that comes with it. So now I'm back at the point where, you know what, I wouldn't cross that line anymore. I just wouldn't. I just really wouldn't. And I would suggest that other people don't, unless, you know, it's just that, unless you can honestly pinpoint that your friend is really cool with it, because my honest assessment is nobody is cool with their friend's And, I mean, the real root of that is, like, my down friend, like my road dog, my brother, my whatever. Will they, even if they're with somebody else, I just think that they, you're never just really cool with some with your friend dating an ex.
Jeff, you have the same sentiments?
Yo, I'll put a hole in the snake real quick, yo. Yo, you leave my exes alone. You know, you ain't going there. Pop, not even. No, I think the only, when we're talking about stuff like this, the only acceptable thing that I think any you know, relationship between two dudes or two chicks is how far the situation went between the person. If, I mean, and when it comes to me and my boys, this rule only comes up, like I can't touch the ex if he sexed her. You know what I'm saying? If he slobbed her down and laid her down, I can't get down. So, and knowing all of that, I don't want to come after my boy. You know what I'm saying? I know how my boy is. Whether he, you know, we talked about this and that, and I don't know all his victims, but I know how he puts it down. And if it's true about how he puts it down, I don't want to be nowhere near what he touched. I don't want to be in it at all. So... And then for the ladies, not for nothing, but you guys always portrayed as, you know, talking about how well he treats you, how bad he treats you, and we're always the ones, the guys are always the ones talking about, oh, yeah, you know, because we kiss and tell. That's our thing. We kiss and tell, but y'all run back and talk about how he opened the door for you, how romantic he is, how much of a princess that he tells you that you are, and you go back and you tell all of that. Now, if you're in a company of other chicks who ain't getting that right then and there, they living through you vicariously, and if they have the opportunity to go take it because they snakes, they going to want to be down. And as soon as you cut the dude loose, you're on it. So.
Okay. So no go for Jeff. As far as I am concerned, I kind of. What?
I said drums, please.
No, I agree with what you say. I don't know that I would feel comfortable if I've had relations with the person. I don't know how comfortable I would feel. I mean, I would probably put on the whole big face of, you know, hey, I just want you to be happy, and if y'all feel like that y'all can receive that, then, you know, by all means, go with it. But it may do something to our relationship if it's been like 6 months. Now, if it's been like a year, 2 years, and, you know what I'm saying, that may be, you know, it may be a little easier pill to swallow. But if it's still fresh and you was like, well, y'all ain't together no more, I don't know that you may not be the reason why we're not together.
Well, I will say this, because this is my own personal theory. I haven't, and it's only because I haven't had a whole lot of, I haven't had a lot of bad breakups with females. It's always been a, you know, okay, well, we're growing apart, or, you know, I'm just going to, you know, let you be, or what have you. It wasn't always, you cheated on me, or you know, something bad. Like,
huh? Okay.
Seriously?
Really?
Seriously?
Yeah. So, My personal philosophy is that there is power.
Wow.
There is power in the ex. And if you didn't have a bad breakup, if you see them years later and you ain't doing nothing and she ain't doing nothing, something's going to activate. Something's going to activate because you're comfortable.
Not all the time.
I'm not saying all the time. Just like every breakup that you had in your past hasn't been a bad one. So,
right.
You know, it's a possibility that if you had an amicable breakup and you see them a couple of years later and you're single and they're single and you say, yo, let's hook up, let's go out to dinner or let's go to lunch or something, you have the ability right then and there to have something pop off. You're familiar, you start to remember on the relationship on old and how you were together, and it's like, so you've got some new experiences under your belt now because you've been apart for a couple of years, and I wonder if I could put it on in the same way. I wonder if we got a new trick. Let's see how this goes then. But how are you?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Thinking about it, I think that 5 years out, anything 5 years out, I don't think I would really have an issue with, because I believe that I would have changed so much that, you know, like, I'm not even worried about what you're doing and how you're doing it, who you're doing it with. Or let's just say it was someone from high school. I wouldn't give a fat rat if y'all were kicking it since the day after high school. I don't think that I would care. I don't think it would matter to me one way or the other.
The dangerous part of this whole situation is if me and Julius boys right now, and I broke up with Tawana, and he goes after Tawana, or he sees Tawana, he wants to be down with Tawana, and he comes and he says, yo, Jeff, you got a problem. I tell him no. But I do give him the caveat, though. If anything goes down with you and Tawana, where you feel that you want to come and talk about it, bro, you can't come talk to me. If Joey doesn't abide by that after I gave him a blessing, then me and Joey going to have to rumble tumble, because he's going to get the strong arm from me when he comes. Yo, man, Juana, man, she don't be wanting to give me none, man. Or, Jeff, I'm having problems with Juana. Can we talk about it, man? I need to figure some things out about Juana, man. Or, I don't know if I want to marry her, man. We started talking about that stuff. I don't want to hear none of that. You go talk to her. You go talk to, you know, you go talk to Jasper and Jermaine and James about that. But you can't come talk to me because I gave you the green light. I went through my own thing with Juana, and I don't want to hear about it. Partly because I know a little something about the inner workings of Juana as well. And if I start talking about that stuff with you, that might. Strong word here is might give you, give Joey some inclination that, oh, I still got feelings for this girl. You know what I'm saying? Or you don't know that about her, and then I gotta go through that whole thing with her. And it defeats the purpose of why he tried to come and talk to me in the first place. So I don't want me and Joey in that place. But I had to give him that caveat. You can go ahead and do what you want to do if you want to, bro. But you can't come talk to me about none of that.
That's fair. Well, we are getting ready to wind down on the topics tonight. You still have time. You can call us at 760-683-2662. We really appreciate you calling in and giving us your opinions, for even logging in and chatting and posting your comments in our Facebook group. This is what's up. I'm still kind of I'm still kind of torn, though, on the whole can you date somebody while they're still in a relationship.
You heard that song, I'll take your man.
It's real easy.
Right.
It's real easy.
It, well, everybody knows, you know, it takes two to tango. You know, so, you know, some young thundercat try to push up on your girl. You know, this is my advice to the, you know, to the dudes. It's like, yo, some young thundercat pushes up on your girl and your girl goes that route. Hey, bruh, you know, let that go. Just let that go.
Okay, but Jeff, it ain't like, well, there's not all the time. You're not with your girl all the time, so you're not going to be able to tell him all the time. And besides, I said you're not with your girl all the time, so you can't be, you know, you're not in a position where you can tell all the little young thundercats to step back or whatever. You.
Bad y'all calling them thundercats, though.
I'm just saying. Okay, so let me ask you this, Jeff and Joey. Is it true or has it been, since y'all are both, Jeff, you're married, and Joy, you're getting married, how long did it take you before you knew that you was going to marry your wife or your fiance? Did it take 5 years? Did it take 10 years? How long was it?
Oh, why are you trying to bait? Oh, my goodness. Trying to be slick. How about this? It took us as long as it needed to take us. How about that?
Okay, I'm just asking a question.
Coming from
because
a, coming
you have
from,
females.
It's a setup, yo. That's a setup. Oh my God.
It's a setup. A setup for what? What am I? Am I missing something?
I'm gonna just say this. I'm gonna say this. I'm going with Jeff on this one, cause that's my man. That's my bro. So I'm going with Jeff on this one. But I'm gonna say this, Deidre. I'm gonna give the ladies this. You'll know. It won't be no guessing. It'll be, you won't have to throw no hints, give no ultimatums. If he wants you and he wants you to be, he wants you to be his wife, he's going to ask you. He's going to do everything that's going to come towards you getting that ring or getting that question asked. You'll know. He's not going to hide it. He ain't going to pussyfoot around it. He's going to do it. And time has nothing, I'm just being honest, time has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with it. So I'm not going to give you a time frame because every man is different. The only thing that I'm going to say is the same for all men is, and that for all men, when we know, you'll know. And you won't have to guess. You won't have to go to the psychic hotline. You won't have to ask Big Mama. You won't have to get on your knees. I mean, you should be praying, but you won't have to because you're going to know. It's going, everything is going to line up, and he's gonna show you signs, and then he's going to ask. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, I'm still not understanding how it's a setup. Make me understand.
It's a setup because you ask that question, and that's a gateway question into, if you wait this long, and how come?
No. I was just asking. It's not a setup. I'm not about to pressure nobody. I'm not going out there and I'm saying, hey, ladies, you've heard it here on Amongst Friends. If you've not been asked within this amount of time, I just asked you a question. It's not a setup. Jeez.
Okay. Deidre, you just said all
yes.
that with the biggest smile on your face. You couldn't even say that with a straight face. You couldn't win.
I mean,
she
the
did,
reason why I have a but dude, the reason why I have a smile on my face is because you're like, it's a setup, and I'm like, are you serious? Like, I don't even get it. Like, really? You can't be serious.
Oh, yes, I can.
You can't be serious.
We're not trying to.
It's okay.
We're not trying to break the man code. That'll be a man law violation. Because then,
okay,
then the
so
women that's down. Listening going to be like, oh, it took Jeff only 2 months to act, to know, and only took him 3 months to ask. What's wrong with you, fool? Why you can't be more like Jeff on Amongst Friends? Maybe you need to call Jeff at 760-683-2662 and get it on. And then everybody going to be mad at Jeff. He going to be getting angry.
Then that dude going to turn around and look that girl right in her eye and say, well, hey, well, maybe if you go and fuck Jeff 4 times a week, he'll ask you too. And that's going to be all too long.
Did Jeff just say the F word?
Yes, he did.
Ooh,
yes,
Jesus.
He did. We've been having those all through the talk. This conversation.
You saw how I had to spell it when Kimmy said it. I said, you know that word you said and put the A-B-L-E behind it.
Oh, my God.
That Joey, you know you are not that sensitive.
That word. When my baby, because I got treated to see Jill Scott for Father's Day, when my baby Jill Scott said it, I was like, I don't know if I should grab my pearls or if I should throw my underwear up on the stage.
Oh my goodness!
Hey, that's a powerful.
Oh my God, I can't breathe.
That word is powerful. That's a powerful 4-letter word.
Hey, Joe,
you want to get everybody's attention, you say that word.
Hey, Joe, did she do the song about the diamond chip dick? Did she do that joint?
She did.
Ooh. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there, son.
Hey, she murdered it. She murdered that concert.
Y'all
she makes me believe in polygamy, seriously. Seriously.
What?
That's how fine and beautiful she is.
What? Joey?
What? That's my first wife.
This is too much. Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness, that is.
Yeah, Jill make you be the one. Will make me be the one to be turn into Jeff. Seriously.
I'll say this, bro. Welcome to the light side.
See, I'm telling you that. I mean, she gets to sing and he loves me. She gets to hit that joint. I'm done. What are you talking about?
Wow. All right.
Yeah, if my friend dated Jill Scott and they broke up and that
it would matter.
I would cross the line. Yeah.
Really?
I wouldn't even ask him, is it okay?
Are you serious? Stop playing.
Yeah.
I think you're just saying that.
No, I'm not. I'm so serious.
Okay. So, just to wrap it all up, are there any last comments, any things that you would like to put out there to our listeners, to Kim and some of the other people from Texas that are listening?
Hi, Texas people. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
That's it?
Is that what y'all say, Deidre?
No, we don't say howdy.
Oh, my bad. Wrong state.
I mean...
Well, look here, Pilgrim. All I want to say is
no. No. No.
Well, I will say this. There's a number of things I want to say really quickly. One, at the end of the day, get your own. Get your own. Get your own. Don't go through the headache. Just get your own. And if you can't get your own, get a toy. The second thing is, I hear on the radio that people are becoming more and more comfortable with the fact that AIDS, the HIV virus that turns into AIDS, that can become AIDS, people are more comfortable with having unprotected sex because AIDS is no longer the death warrant or something like that anymore that it used to be. People, I don't care if you live longer now because of medications with AIDS, it's not okay. No one's going around and say, hey, give me AIDS because I no longer am fearful of death. No, wrap it up. Put a condom on. Be safe. Please. It's not okay to want AIDS just because people not dying from it as like they used to. It's not okay.
I don't think anybody wants AIDS, Joey.
No, people, you should have heard the people on the radio this morning talking about they ain't having
enough. I have something to say, y'all.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Heather. Bedroom ass. Hey, boo-boo. Hi. Well, I have a question. I've had this, like, little feeling. Not a feeling. I take that back. If you have a crush on someone and then they do something, no, that's not the way I want to say it. I got a text today from somebody.
Okay.
Who I am absolutely in love with.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. Are you putting that out in the air?
Not in love like that. I adore him.
Okay. Again, you putting it on the air like that? See, Heather, this is how you get calls from the
radio. That is how you get calls, Heather.
And then you be talking about, hey, don't let this person on the line.
Okay, so what's the question? What's the question? Because I'm going to hear this.
It's not so much a question. I know that he's probably listening. And so I just wanted him to know that I got his text, and it came at the perfect time.
Oh, my God.
That's
so sweet. Oh,
I was thinking about my life and myself, and he sent the perfect timely text. Y'all want to know what it said?
Yes.
Will you marry me?
No. He said, you are beautiful, intelligent, sexy, kind, and thoughtful. Have a great day.
Oh, ain't that sweet. Get a room.
We don't need
that's
a room.
Sweet.
I just want to tell him thank you.
Heather, that's sweet. I'm happy for you.
I adore
who texted you?
Huh?
Who texted you?
Who texted me?
Yeah, who texting you?
I don't have to put who's texting me out there.
I want to know.
No, we good.
Whatever.
We're good.
I didn't put who texted me out there. I put what?
Well,
that's great.
Whoever be texting Deidre, please send her a text so that I can say ooh and ah to her, too.
No, that's
Deidre
okay.
Deidre is in a high and heavy pursuit of somebody else's boyfriend right now.
Oh, you know what? Hey, and y'all two was cutting up that last show. I got a glimpse of the last show, and y'all two was cutting up.
What? I'm not going after anybody's boyfriend.
You see, she's saying it with a smile again, right, Jeff?
With
no
smile all over that face.
No, I'm not.
And there's another smile.
No.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Well, it's been great and wonderful. For the record, I'm not going after anybody's man, especially if he was your man, then I wouldn't be able to get him. All right. So, y'all have a great evening.
Cut it out.
amongst friends, all up in your area. We got top picks causing mass hysteria. Crew 4D, peak the technique. We hit you hard from the pew to the street. Amongst friends, from the ladies for the men. Just 21, or wearing the pants. Fab or combo that you like. Come and get with us tonight. Amongst friends, Fab or combo. Amongst friends, Fab or combo. Grown and sexy, baby. Grown and sexy, baby.